Are you ready to start Act 2, everybody?
No.
Oh, my God. Here is a fun fact. It's on the floor. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Starting Act 2 in a nest of cookies.
The first contributor in Act 2 is a beautiful goddess who has joined the Encyclopedia Show every season since our very first. She is a brilliant poet and a snappy dresser. Please welcome Ms. Christiana Colon.
My bad. Real cool.
Thanks, Robbie.
You guys having a good time?
Moderately so.
How many people feel like so much smarter? If you had a nerdgasm, make some noise.
Oh, that means I make noise. Oh, no. I didn't mean to do that.
So, morphogenesis. Morphogenesis is the biological process that causes an organism to develop its shape. Morphogenetic responses may be induced in organisms by hormones, environmental chemicals, toxic chemicals, or mechanical stresses. Morphogenesis is caused by the interaction of these chemicals, which are called morphogens. In his paper, The Chemical Basis of Morphogenesis, Alan Turing suggested that some morphogens trigger cell activity while others hinder it. The way in which they interact dictate the pattern in which cells grow. How Leopard Got His Stripes, or a brief lecture on morphogenesis. It is true. The ridges rippling the mouths of mice result from simple code, zeros and ones. The drifting dance of morphogens triggered and hindered soft waves of inevitability programmed by God or luck. Or smoke. It is true the clock once was witchcraft. It is true the black charybdis of leopard spot is switched on in an infinitesimal cavalcade of yes and yes and yes and no and yes. Fruit flies, tiny filament, boxers, regal brindle, lilac parabolas of asters, all algorithm and alchemy. It is true, clouds splotching velts of savanna in shadow coax chemicals from leopard cells, yes, and no, and no, and yes, till he is genius hunter hunching low in high grass. Gentle cyclones of hair swirling a woman's navel, perfect programming. It is also true, therefore, each miracle, each molecule, each living cryptograph shivering alive in jungle caverns and desert nests is but proof and pulse, a machine, applet of fate, map of eventuality. This is simple math. This is how Leopard got his stripes, how archipelagos of moles rise in the tide of a mother's cheek. This is how breasts grow, how estrogen cajoles the chamber of a chest to swell. This is how tumors grow. The angry huddle of neoplasm, wild oscillation of glands. It is true, the body is a predictable machine when its code is apprehended. It is true, the human mind fails to apprehend the body's code. It is also true, the human mind is often small, too small to divine the cosmos in its own coded helix. It therefore follows that scofflaws, those that will deviate from code, are subject to reprogramming, subject to penal code that demands glands be reimagined. For man to love a man as a clock's tender's gears clicking into another's grooves, as leopard pelt lilting into savanna shadow, is often to submit to a violent code, to unhinge the cell's intentions, to make a man grow breasts, to cure him of his love. This is simple math. An organism must adapt to his environs. A machine must be cured of love. It is true that some problems are undecidable. The body is a set of innumerable algorithms, that only the savanna and its sky can predict the number of leopard spots. It is true, a man who cracks codes may be forced to grow breasts. Name a machine that knows regret. Name a machine that knows shame. Name his new breasts morphogenesis. Carnival of epithelium, glut of yes and yes and yes, and yes, and yes, and yes.
Christiana Cologne, everybody.
What's that? While you're clapping, give it up for the band over here. The Incardigans this evening, from your left to right, are Mr. Evan Chung, Mr. Stuart Seal on the harmonica, and Mr. Mike Martello on the guitar.
Thank you.
Each month, the Incardigans drive down from their home in beautiful Taycomasack, Wisconsin. And I'm just curious to know how things are going. How is it your month, Evan?
Oh, well, Shani, there's been a whole host of goings-on back in Taycomasack, Wisconsin, if you didn't get a chance to read the church bulletin.
I didn't pick one up.
Well, it's a funny coincidence that we're talking about Alan Turing tonight, because actually this month, back in Taycomasack, the town got its first Apple store.
Wow.
Also a store opened that sells computers. Now, both stores are located in the basement of the old dumpling factory in that new mall there. And let me tell you, it's been long enough. It's taken forever, it seems, for those stores to make their way through the Chamber of Commerce. I think the store owners, they were in that chamber for maybe 3 weeks before they finally gnawed through the leather straps and got their way out. Now, there are a few reasons why it took so long for the stores to open in town. One being that public funding, it's all been held up because we've had to repair that giant 20-foot sinkhole in Main Street. These punk kids keep on filling it in. And another reason, of course, is that the old factory's infested with sloths. But the bigger problem, of course, is the controversial nature of the merchandise that both stores sell. Now, computers are naturally sinful. If God wanted us to instant message, he would have not given us mouths. And he would have given us instead some sort of longer, narrower orifice to accommodate both food and floppy disks. I don't know, in our upper torsos, I'm not sure where. Apples likewise, I mean, they're right up there in the hierarchy of sinful things. It's nestled between dancing and eye contact. The problem with apples, of course, goes right back to the very origin of sin when, you know, Eve sinned by having Adam take a bite of the apple instead of taking a little effort into cooking a proper meal for her husband. Not to mention the gastrointestinal effects of the apple, hence eavesdropping. But the stores, they did eventually open this month, and there were still a few minor setbacks to work out. The employees at the computer store, they're called the Brainiac Battalion, they had some issues with installing windows, as the light from the daily blast from the street would come into the windows and destroy the customers' retinas. And also, one of the cashiers at the Apple store, she had to be fired because she was caught hiding in the rafters above the conference room, eavesdropping on the meetings. But probably the biggest problem that we eventually ran into was, of course, Y2K. Mm. 1999 just ended a few weeks ago for us due to a printing error. So the turnover to 2000 meant that all of a sudden all the new computers were suddenly affected by a virus, and that inadvertently triggered the release of all the town's caged lava collection onto the streets. Mm. So all the customers had to seek shelter by fleeing into the basement, underneath the basement of the old dumpling factory, underneath the Apple store. Fortunately, they all had plenty of apples to eat. Unfortunately, the apples also had viruses, leading everyone to develop pustular lesions on their corneas, vomit tears, and discharge an oily gray substance that burned right through the tissue of their ugly, fat inner thighs.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Well, it's not so bad.
Oh?
The bodies that piled up in the Apple store beneath there, they had trees grow from their naturally fertilizing flesh. And, you know, it's said that if you eat the apples that grow from the corpse trees, you can taste their screams with every crunchy bite. So those are just the latest tidbits from Taycomasack, Wisconsin, the place we call home.
Did he say corpse tree?
Corpse tree. Corpse tree. Well, our next encyclotribute is a graduate of Maine East High School. He competed for Louder Than a Bomb, and he was in a final. He was in finals in Louder Than a Bomb, and he's here to sing us a little song. His band is called the Island of Misfit Toys. Get up for Anthony Sanders,
Hooray! Everybody!
Anthony Sanders got a beard, and his hair is real tall. Oh, yeah, Anthony Sanders gonna get the guitar from Mike Martello. It's your theme song.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
I like it.
His, finger is naturally picky.
It's funny because the pick on one side says the Beatles, and on the other side it says Cheap Trick.
That is funny.
That's a cheap trick.
It's not mine. Hello, everyone. My name is Anthony. Thank you, Mike, for letting me use the guitar. This song is about the Turing test, which is explained earlier. And it is the song. Oh, I'm funny.
If imitation is the finest form of flattery, then I'm amazed that smarter child won't ask to marry me. It must be Evan Turing test that fed to all his friends. The bots that clogged my buddy list when AIM was still the coolest. Oh, it's the Turing test, the question that haunts. Without human understanding, is it true thought? The Turing test, the question that haunts. Without human understanding, is it true thought? If we deny the fact that a program truly thinks, then we can't deny caveats it's teetering on the brink. With logical processes of us and them in sync. The instrument connect the dots between us and Cleverbot. Oh, it's a Turing test, the question that haunts. Without human understanding, is it true thought? The Turing test, the question that haunts. Without human understanding, is it true thought? In an elaborate, fanciful example of the Turing test, Patrick McGoohan in 1967's The Prisoner battled the General, a supercomputer that was meant to teach the village through rote memorization, but he managed to shut the computer down and make it explode with three simple letters. W-H-Y. Question mark. Turing test. Question that haunts without human understanding, is it true thought? The Turing test, the question that haunts without human understanding, is it true thought? The Turing test, the question that haunts without human understanding, is it true thought? The Turing test, the question that haunts without human understanding, is it true thought? True thought.
Sanders, everybody! Holy crap! Let's listen to that four more times! Incroyable! That's the end of Act Two, everybody. Give it up for
Woo! Man, I'm energized!
All right, fact checker, we got a really nice emotion feeling in the room right now. Let's keep it going!
Excellent. In the second act, I gave everyone one pity truth and five untruths. Everyone knows that God put spots on leopards, not science. Where I come from, people say archipelagos, and ever since I've come to this city, people say archipelagos, and it just really bothers me. I got a lot of questions about Tacoma Sac, per usual. And this last gentleman, I love it. Why don't people sing like that anymore? There is not a single dirty word, not a single reference to a woman's genitalia. Beautiful, beautiful.
You weren't listening hard enough, I don't think.
It's hard to hear from behind.
Yeah, we need monitors.
That's what she said.
Give it up for the fact checker, everybody!
Yay! That means it's time for Act 3.
Yes, it's Act 3,
Act 3!
Everybody. Oh. That was very fast.
Oh, my. How was it?
Well, let me regale you with a few nuggets from our outgoings this evening. Well, we started off by respectively changing our oils at a Turkish bathhouse. Then from there, we went on to saunter over to yonder steel mill, where we shared a plate of spark plugs. Before finally retiring to watch the sunset over a bubbling septic tank. That was his idea. You.
Wow, I mean, it sounds and looks like you really hit it off.
Yeah, well.
Is that so it's like their wedding bells and stuff for you too?
Sadly, no.
Oh.
Unfortunately not. You see, as I was hurrying to get back to this here theater, I ended up walking past a fire hydrant that someone had put a hat on top of. And it was love at first sight. Yes. So, my dear fun facts, yes. I must apologize, but I'm going to bid you a fond farewell. But we will always have Act 2 of the Encyclopedia Show. I will be needing this.
Thank you. Aww. Oh, my God. What does it say, Rob?
11001100110101. It's like pages of that. That's not as funny as the other ones.
That's not very funny. Well, maybe it is. I don't know binary.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's talking about some other baked good. Are you guys ready to start Act 3? All right, let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, our first encyclotributor in Act 3 is my intern, but she's also an amazing poet from Ann Arbor, Michigan, who's living in Chicago this semester. She's in Oberlin College, and she's sweet as pie. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the brilliant Fiona Shamness.
You should have brought more paper.
Quit bullying our guests.
So, Alan Turing was convicted of gross indecency under Section 11 of the Criminal Law Amendment Act of 1885 and was sentenced to chemical castration via receiving estrogen, which was considered then a cure for homosexuality. And the British government has refused, even in recent years, to issue a posthumous pardon to Turing for what was then a crime, his homosexuality. This is called gadfly. The word estrogen comes from the Greek word oistros, meaning gadfly. In Greek, the gadfly is a symbol of sexual desire. It also describes anyone who upsets the status quo by asking difficult questions. Socrates used it as a job title, said dissent was easy to swat, but he needed to sting people and whip them into a fury, all in the service of truth. In English, gadfly is a relational database system used to support the operation of Python, a programming language designed for open-sourced software. Let's be clear. That Turing grew breasts does not mean he metamorphosed. If you grew wings and your eyes compounded, you would not become an insect. You can't set loose the snake inside you by cutting off your legs. To be free and open source software is to make your source code available to anyone who uses you. You can be modified, studied, improved, and distributed peer-to-peer at no cost and with no fear of legal charges or copyright infringement. If our bodies are machines, if our bodies are software, they are not free. We hack them. Their code transfigures through our ministration, sometimes as virus, sometimes as cure, sometimes as violence, sometimes as cue. The Python language supports multiple varieties of programming, multiple sets of instructions. 1989, the year of Python's implementation, Article 151 was deleted from the East German Penal Code in the German state, part of the long process of decriminalizing homosexuality. In 1952, in Britain, code still provided only two instructions for gross indecency: jail or hormones, lock up or hack in. Turing didn't want to go to jail. The gadfly symbolizes desire and dissent for the same reasons. It seeks warm-blooded life and hovers, stinging, lacing the air with its intolerable sound, the resonant quiver of microscopic string. It can be killed, but not dissuaded. Let's be clear. Cyanide and hemlock do not speak the same language when ingested. Estrogen is yet another language. Law is yet another language. Logic, yet another language. Love is a font of language. The Midgard serpent in a never-ending coil around the world, an urgent seeking mouth. Section 11 of the Criminal Law Amendment Act of 1885 was named the Labouchere Amendment after its creator, Henri Labouchere. In French, the verb boucher means to cork or block. The noun boucher means a butcher. British politicians said of Labouchere, he speaks truth in such a way that, while it is winged by jest, people always know that it is meant to be the truth. Turing, in his papers and proposals, was not afraid to joke. This was meant to be the truth, too. The snake, too, symbolizes forbidden desire. The apple, too. The snake used to symbolize wisdom arising from a voice beneath logic. The apple, feminine organ, sculpted from the inside. The poison always meant poison and the end of unparalleled minds. Turing did not believe in ghosts in the machine. He called intuition non-constructive logic, the brain's ability to get ahead of itself, a mechanistic speaking in tongues. Love is a voice beneath law. Love is a voice beneath the block and the butcher. Love is a voice beneath the breast and the buzzing. Love in the machine is no ghost. Love in the machine is no dissonance. It is a consequence. It learns itself like new instructions written as the code becomes complex. When Turing was chemically transmuted, his love remained, his unapologetic love, his history of discipline melding and decryption. This should come as a surprise to no one, nor the coding of his death. It took decades afterward to butcher the hard-mouthed horse of the law. To sting enough to drive it out, it took more than one gadfly. But that is how love comes. It is drawn in. It hones. It clouds around the body, insisting, grows its question as the machine's blood warms.
Fiona. Fiona Shandis, everybody.
I agree.
Whew.
It's so beautiful.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Our final contributor is going to get set on stage.
That's right.
In the meantime, we'd like to thank our sponsors. I'm sorry.
No, Rob. You're good. Our main sponsor today is Chicago Slam Works. Please clap for Chicago Slam Works. Buck. Chicago Slam Works is a literary organization in Chicago. They're performing here on May 25th for the Dead or Alive Slam. You should come out to that. I won't be there because it's my girlfriend's birthday. Happy birthday, honey. And our other sponsors are Young Chicago Authors. Give it up for Young Chicago Authors.
Hooray!
They produce Louder Than a Bomb, among other teen programs for writers. Please visit youngchicagoauthors.org for details. And we're also presented by Poetry Foundation and the Hensley Mailing Services, who do all of our programs and postcards. Give it up for all of our sponsors!
Hooray!
Wow!
Our final contributor of this encyclopedia show is a beautiful singer-songwriter, pianist, and musical director. She's played in a number of encyclopedia shows, and we bring her back every time because she wows us more and more. And I think she's an angel from heaven. Please welcome Diana Lawrence.
Woo. Hey, everybody. Is This is kind of a heavy show, isn't it? I'm learning a lot, but it's like, oh, this guy and his life. Oh. And just to top it off, when Alan Turing was 41, he was found dead in his apartment with a cyanide-laced poison, apple. Most think it was suicide, but no one really knows for sure what happened. I decided to write about what I think really happened, which is that Snow White appeared to Alan Turing and convinced him to eat her poison apple. This is called Snow White Speaks to Alan Turing. The same, you and I. We are from worlds imagined, the stuff of dreams and barely possible places. They are afraid of us, of course. They are afraid of what it means that we are here, blood red lips in a world of gray faces. I've heard the things they've said to you. I've seen the things they've done. And after all you've done for them, it makes me ill. We are too beautiful for them to understand. They only see a light so bright that it frightens them into the need to kill. They may hunt you down, try to snuff you out, do their best to make your life a living hell. But no matter, it won't be long until your mind will rule their world and you'll be queen. You are what they'll never be. You are elegance, the brilliance of a dawning day. As fresh and stunning as milk-white skin, they're old and withered, and you are the future. Take what they gave me in evil and turn it from curse to divine. Make it into a thing of beauty whose purpose is of your design. Take it and we shall sleep until they are all finally ready for our rare and dangerous perfume.
Dinah Lawrence, everybody. Thank you, Diana.
Woo.
All right. That's our show, everybody. Yay. So.
No. No, it is not. What? I still have to take care of that fun facts. Come here, little buddy.
Oh, my God. We don't have to do that. You saw what he just went through. He's not hurting anybody.
Yeah, he just writes poetry and stuff.
No, I'm sorry. It is Institute policy. If any property of the Institute of Human Knowledge and Hygiene ever produces cookies and cannot be successfully courted by a southern gentleman, that it is the responsibility of the nearest active member of the Institute to take down that property. That nearest member is me. I have a gun. I am ready. I am ready to take care of this thing for the sake of my job. Come on, fun facts. May flocks of angels sing thee to thy rest.
Oh, my God. Stop them.
Okay. I'll just pick these up.
Okay. I wish it didn't have to be like that, Rob.
Well, you know, Institute policy.
Right. What is it?
Well.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it was once Institute policy to not exist. Where all institutions have been, there was once a pile of nameless molecules sitting on top of the galaxy.
It was once Institute policy to be an idea someone had while daydreaming in class.
Start from home. Your home is a machine.
Your body is a home.
Your body machine.
You're an algorithm.
Your haircut, a program.
Your yawn is a GPS.
Your dog is a home.
Your angry bird is a hug.
Your toothbrush is a brain.
Your veins are a code.
Your sob is a car.
Your weep is a tree.
Your motherboard is your mother.
Everything that exists has a right to. Everything that destroys is encoded to.
You can say I love you to a chair and mean it. You can hold hands with a keyboard and feel it.
You write the program for your heart, and there's no maximum capacity.
Fun fact. Alan Turing is not a malfunction. That is the only fact you deserve. That's our show, everybody. Give it up for everyone who performed tonight. So, we have one more show this season.
That's correct.
And it is happening on June 6th, right here at 7:30 p.m., the first Wednesday in June, is the 10th show.
That's correct.
Of this season. And if you go onto facebook.com/encyclopediashow and suggest subtopics for this theme, you will get in for free.
That's correct.
thank you. Next month's show is on... Yeah, you can do that. That's cool.
And then some of you snap, and then some of you...
And like, kick your neighbor.
And it'll be a thunderstorm.
Next month's theme is... The Universe!
Yay!
We'll be interviewing... We'll be interviewing Leonard Susskind, one of the inventors of string theory. Please go online and suggest subtopics. Thank you all so very much. Please give a round of applause for everyone who performed tonight. Give a round of applause for Alan Turing. This is the 100th year anniversary of his birth. May he have some redemption today. I'm Robbie Q.
I'm Shani Jean.
Thank you so much. Make safe choices.